if you already have a room, a location, or even just renting a spot, you can start immediately. And the good thing with brow services is they are profitable right away.
Welcome to this week's episode of Beauty Babble. Today, we're talking all about brows. Joining us to talk all things brows is Chrissy Parachos, and she is the Director of Education for Refectosil and their global educator as well. Chrissy, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us today. Why don't you kick it off and tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Hey, yeah, thank you so much for having me on here, Tara. It's a pleasure to be here. So my name is Chrissy, and I am, as you mentioned, the Director of Education and for Refectosil and Global Trainer. But I did start off first as an esthetician. So I am, in my background, I have the aesthetics diploma. And, you know, I've always liked the beauty industry as I was a young child. Surprisingly or not, I wanted to be a hairdresser before. But as soon as I found out that you have to like cut straight, and I always had an issue as a child drawing straight lines, anything straight, I said, forget that, can't do that. And then I looked into the field of the aesthetics and I said, yeah, you know what? I actually like helping people feel good, you know, look good. And that's how I started in 2000. And then it's, you know, I started a little bit of doing mobile services, helping people. Actually, I did help people a lot who were in, if the right word is in compromise, like they had some kind of health issue. Maybe they had a stroke or they couldn't be mobile. So I would actually go to their places and give them the mat, pedicures, massage, keep their body, the blood flowing with the massages, because some of them were older if they had a stroke. So it was really rewarding in helping people. It was the beauty industry, but in a different way of helping them. And that's how the aesthetic era started for me.
Nice. You know what? It's funny you say hair styling, because that's actually, I went into school to register for hair.
Oh, you did?
And then I said, wait a second, what's this all about? Because I'm going to go back even farther. I didn't know about it. So I get that. So yes, no hair for me either.
Yeah, no, that was
nothing against the stylist.
Nothing against stylists. You know, actually, it's their artists as well. They do amazing work. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So after that, you had a little bit of a hiatus, right? I think you said, and then you stumbled into a different path, which I thought, you know, that's why I wanted to bring you on and try to share and show people that there's a lot of different avenues in this industry. So even if you're doing, let's say, the brows artistry only or the business of brows, then it can lead you in different ways. So can you tell us how you stumbled into that this part of your chapter, which you're still doing, I guess, right?
I am, yeah. Yeah. So basically, it's, you know, I had fallen sick and bedridden. So I had lost a job that I had full time because of that. I wasn't able to be mobile. And then I needed a job again, you know, money, support. So as I was getting better with my health, I had a friend who their father owns a company that I'm right now. And they said, they're looking for an esthetician. I'm like, oh, that's great. I need a job. And they're like, yeah, come apply for it. I did. They brought me on with the knowledge that I have as a esthetician. I was able to help their company grow with the different products they were carrying, whether it was disinfectants, the lash and brow styling products. And, you know, you start first with being a receptionist. You know, I spoke French too, so I was helping to help their French market with their French distributors. Started as that. Then I started to assist different categories in the company, like assisting the brand manager for infection control. And that's actually in the infection control part where the education kind of feel started, that when I'm like, I actually enjoy teaching, because I was going into schools and distributors and doing little mini infection control classes. And I'm like, you know what? I'd love to further this. What else can I do? And obviously the company saw that, wow, great educator, great speaker, is good around people. And then the job opportunity came to be the lead trainer for Refectosil and teaching about brows and lashes. So totally like the services of like, I you know, I went from doing pedicures, manicures, you know, massages, facials, and then now teaching specifically right now for the last, maybe I can say 10 years on brow, lash and brow styling, and helping professionals know these services, because they bring great revenue. They're quick and easy services. If you're not offering these right now, and especially after the pandemic, You know, when people, like during the pandemic, we're wearing our masks, it's covering portion of our face where we can be more expressible, and it's only just our eyes showing. So our lashes and our brows played an important role. So even then, even more, I became more deep delved into the lash and brow industry, and just now teach it a lot. Do webinars, I do in-person classes, stage presence at shows. And then for a while now, we're trying to help professionals know even just the brow industry. You know, yes, the lash brings as well the revenue, but did you know that just brow styling can earn you, you know, $100,000 a year extra if you, even you're a hairstylist, you know what I mean? So the passion of educating on Refectisil and the lash and brow services is where I stick now, where I thrive and grow and help other beauty professionals offer these services or even potentially teach.
Yeah. That's interesting, because when you talk about the brow business, people do forget it's just a brow tint or lamination shape. Yeah. But can you actually, like, I think it's amazing that you've discovered another avenue, if you wish, for people to uncover and start to learn. If you're in this industry or even not in this industry, because not all provinces in Canada are licensed. So some people can go ahead and do that on its own. Otherwise, they have to look at their province regulation, right? But what did you discover? Like, what did you notice that was lacking? I don't know if lacking is the right word, missing. And how did you uncover that and show them this new, I don't know, open their lens to more, I guess you could say?
Also, the lacking could be a good word, because what I notice in education in schools too, they don't really focus a lot on brow styling or even lash styling. You know, they're focusing on skincare, facials, massages, pedicures, manicures. Even when I went to school, unfortunately, when I went to school, tinting wasn't even allowed. Because tinting actually in Canada became allowed in 2005. And we help with our educational program to bring it to Health Canada and make it aware that if we're teaching people correctly, yes, can we have this in the curriculum? So still, it's lacking in the school of teaching it. More and more, they're getting on board with it because they're seeing it is a service that's very requested. So why not train the students within the curriculum on this, right? So I don't know if that was exactly kind of like getting to your what was lacking. Also, as I mentioned, like before the pandemic, the services were being, people were doing them, right? But not a lot of people understood what it does for you. So it was also a lack of knowledge of, when I say lack of knowledge, or maybe lack of explaining to your customers what a brow styling or a lash styling can do for your appearance, you know, and what it can minimize. It can minimize you having to wake up every day and put on makeup if you want to look presentable, not look tired or not look like a zombie going to work. You know, if you're a busy mother and has to prepare children school this before they go to work, these services are making your life easy. Right? It's like that saying that they had, I don't know how many years ago, but I woke up like this, or I woke like that, you know, like they had that. Yeah. So they wake up, their lashes and brows are put into place. They pop some lipstick. So it's just that awareness of letting the customers know why they would need to get this done. So it plays a role with the education, with the professionals. And then after the pandemic, the influx, like the people who wanted to get these services because they understood what it can do because of that mask wearing, right? And now it's that stability. Like after the pandemic, people have maintained clients, and a lot of salons and spas have increased customers because of that, increased these services. And a lot more brow bars have opened after the pandemic because of the importance specifically of brows. We know what our brows can do for our appearance, our look. They frame our face, right? So
when you think something so small as eyebrows, the business of just brows.
Yeah.
And you would think, you know, that's a lot of brows you got to do in a day.
Yes. But
you mentioned that it's, well, one training. So I guess that's an important step to make sure you're getting the right training. And when you say training, what are some things that you could tell our listeners that they should look for if they're seeking out training, or they want to learn more? They want to advance their skills and be better, you know, more skillful in the artistry of brows. What would you recommend? Or what have you seen out there?
What have I seen? Well, there are a lot of, you know, a big part of the brow world is brow shaping. You know, like getting trained to properly, because even once, when we go back to the part about going to school and learning about brows, even shaping the brows, we weren't really, even now I hear that they don't really teach that. So once you enhance, like if take some extra workshops or stuff like that, or online courses to enhance even your brow shaping, it complements your service of a brow lamination or a brow tinting as well, right? So look for brow shaping courses or education, because if you're not not comfortable with doing that, right? Because brow shaping can be either waxing, tweezing, you know, threading. And that is a little tricky when it's a brow, because once you can do something wrong, it's, you know, it's a hit and miss. You know, your brow, sometimes brows won't grow back or look, and you ruin that frame, right? When it comes to like our brow lamination courses, like brow lamination and tinting, because they complement as well each other. If it was something that you weren't taught in school, look at, like, we have provided a great website, educational website, to get you even just to dip your feet a little bit and see why these services are something you'd want to get into and bring in. Because as we had mentioned about the business of brows, it doesn't require a lot of space to start a brow business. You know, you can even start off with just a chair and a trolley, and you can start offering your brow services, you know. So, and your revenue, what you can earn back from doing brow services for the year, where it requires little space, not a lot of product, quick and easy services, yet your return of investment is great. So a lot of people forget that. So I always say, check our website, educate yourself on why brow services are important. And the courses for these type of services are not going to take you another year or so. They're a little bit quicker. The fee should be less. And we do as well have online courses on the brow services as well that are quick and get you started right away onto that journey of brow styling, right?
Right. Has it only been the one product line that you've worked with? Have you had an opportunity to work with different lines at all?
Working with them as in educating? No, because I stuck to Rebecca. Playing with them, yeah. And okay. Testing and maybe even trying it with my customers. Yes, I've worked with other, you know, that builds knowledge for yourself as well when you don't just stick with the one brand. Like, meaning I'm teaching it, I have to, you know, part of, like,
of course.
Yeah. But educate yourself with the other brands, what's out there, you know, so that in your training too, you're knowledgeable to know what is out there. What are different, what's the word called? I'm losing on words, like innovations. What are the new innovations out there? So you keep, you know, in the beauty industry as estheticians, we have to keep ourselves always, there's always something new coming out, right? So I always try to keep myself educated in that sense. But I've played around just to grow my knowledge.
Yeah, I think
you just talked about like keeping up with the trends.
Yes.
Are there some current trends that folks can be adding as services? Because when I did brows, I didn't really do lamination. I don't think lamination was a thing back then. Like, I think lamination has hit big now. Is there anything else coming? Or like, how is somebody, when we're talking about the business of brows, how do you stay on top? What are the coming trends? And how do you keep adding to your service?
Yeah. So obviously, first of all, be part of communities, groups, brands that you work with, follow them, because obviously brands will be coming out with new innovations to keep up with the market, right? So that's how I try to do it too, you know, be part of forums and this and that. But trends, like you said, the brow lamination actually didn't start kicking in until like about 2018. And then 2019, when we even got our brow lamination, like, already it boomed, right? But another trend is the hybrid, like the type of hybrid tinting that's pretty popular, right? It's been popular for a while now, for a couple of years, maybe even after pandemic it became bigger, where you get that staining effect and also that coloring effect of the hair. Because we talk about oxidative tints are, when you're tinting your brows, are the same like how you color your hair. So it's just coloring the hair on the brow. But as some people mature, or some people, their brows thin out or get more patchy, what is that something that can work for them? And the innovation is that type of hybrid tint that will stain and color the hair. So that's what's become very big. And as well, like your ombre brows, that's very big as well. Either whether you're using a pencil or like you're doing yourself, the ombre, or when you're using a staining system or when you're using a tinting system, the ombre brow is very popular. And then there's like little types of innovations that they were cool when you thought of it and when they came out. And then now it's like, I don't know if they're using it still, but there is also brow extensions. I don't know if you've heard that. Have you heard? Yeah. So the funny thing is, maybe about,
maybe about
10, 12 years ago, maybe I said to myself, I literally had a dream. I'm like, oh my gosh, what if there's such thing as brow extensions? And literally a month later, I see on the news, like brow extensions where you can actually have little pieces of hair to put onto the brow to make it look fuller. And it's going to last like 2 days or so, but that was an innovation. And now one more thing about a newer innovation is the, you might've seen this too, is when, you know how you do a spray tan, they have that method now for your brows. So you, right. Yeah. You seen that too? Yeah. Yeah. So it helps that hybrid tinting to be applied a little bit faster. So that's something I'm curious about, just to see how that works, like play around with that innovation. But that's the latest that I've kept myself, you know, up to date to see what's happening. Yeah.
I know with the makeup world, the spray, what was it called again? I can't remember.
I forgot the
airbrushing. Airbrushing.
Airbrushing. There we go.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that they're figuring that into the tinting process of it.
Yes.
That'd be incredible.
Yeah. I guess, you know, just to figure out how to speed up a process, maybe how to make it, or if people are a little bit, like if a professional is not really good at getting an accurate shape or it takes a while to brow map, you have stencils now. You place a stencil on there and you airbrush. So it's a little bit accommodating to a professional and makes the service a little bit of a quick express type of brow service, right? For a client that needs to be in and out, is on their lunch break, or is quick, or is needs to get, it's express, needs to get somewhere really fast.
Right.
Yeah.
What are some things that, because it sounds like you're at the level where you would be involved with Health Canada. Is this something that, like, I know that they're always changing standards and what ingredients, and is there anything out there that's changed in the last 5 years, or has it been pretty, like you mentioned before, we weren't allowed to tint. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was interesting because way back, as I was grandfathered in because I had already been doing it. So I was fortunate, but I knew that I couldn't take it off the menu because I wouldn't get it back.
Ah, okay.
So I was lucky. That could be an Alberta thing too. I don't know.
Okay. I just know, I think probably because I think, I don't know if it was all of Canada, but I just know in 2005, because when I did my schooling 2000, like exactly 2000 a year, it was very hush hush that they were teaching us tinting. It was very behind the scene, right? So, and I feel that's why academies haven't grown in teaching a more effective of the brow industry. But with Health Canada, I don't really work like directly with them. Maybe years ago when I first started, I was the one that was checking the hot list that they have. And my, you know, the CEO can give me a product and say, check these ingredients. Are they on the hot list? Are they not? Just to make sure that we're also using a product. It makes life easier when you're using something that is according to the Health Canada regulations. And only about, maybe it was a little bit more before 5 years ago. I don't know if you remember this, but lash lifts, when there was an announcement that, I can't remember the ingredient, but there was an ingredient that was in the lash lift solutions that all the companies had to pull down their lash lifts because Health Canada said you can't use the specific, it's not coming to my brain now, but you can't use the specific ingredient. We were lucky because we have similar health regulations as Europe. So our lash lift kit was not affected. So that's the latest that I've heard, because we also deal with the FDA in the US. That's a different story. We have some issues with that, you know, with tinting and stuff. Yeah.
So sorry, are you saying that you're following European guidelines, or does this come from Europe?
No, the product is from Europe. The product is from Austria. Refectisil is from Austria. But their guidelines, like their rules, their UPA, I can't remember their acronym, but their guidelines are similar to Canada. They're very strict to what Canada has too. So they follow this similar guidelines. So we didn't have that issue when it came to the ingredients, because the same ingredients that Europe bans on their list, same as Health Canada. So that was a plus on our brand, the brand that we're using with Refectisil.
But I love the European.
Yeah, that was a
and beyond Canada's second in there. That's good,
right? Yes.
So you were talking about adding brow services and it being really popular. Having said that, though, a lot of people, it feels like everybody's doing brows. And so if somebody is looking to focus their business on brows, do you have any advice for them? Like how should things to do or not to do when you get started?
I would just say first, don't think that it's a mountain, because it's like, it's going to be like, oh, I'm going to need, it's going to be so hard to start my business. It requires so much to do, because then you overwhelm yourself and then you'll never get started. If you already have a room, a location, or even just renting a spot, you can start immediately. And the good thing with brow services is they are profitable right away. As soon as you can do your proper advertising, send an e-blast out, your social media, if you're active on your social media, you're being productive, you're producing that revenue right away. It's not like a skincare brand or where you have to pay thousands on a machine, you know, and it's going to take a long time for you to get that revenue to break even, right? You're instantly profitable with the brow services. So breathe, take it easy, follow our, if they're really interested in starting their brow journey, we do have a course that's called The Business of Brows. And once they do it, they're like, wow, it's that easy, because everybody thinks it's going to be a hill, like, to get to it. No, you know, we tell people all you need is a chair, a trolley, a little room, the kit that has it all, that starts right away. Have a good advertising system, have a good email blasting system, and have a good social media. You're set. You're ready to go.
Yeah, like you said, the overhead is low. Like your yes. initial investment, like yeah. you said, compared to skincare, mm-hmm. You know, you have to do, well, the products, probably equipment, right? Whereas this, yeah. like you said, it's that simple. I mean, if you're a hairstylist, you could be adding that on already. If you are a wax technician, you're already shaping brows, why not take it to another level, right?
Exactly. And we're, like you said, like with a hairstylist, the clients at the shampoo bowl getting a treatment done, pop on the brows, do the brows, right? So, and even with the waxing, you're complementing that service, or the waxing is also complementing, they're both complementing each other. So why not add it on? It takes another 10 minutes of your time, and your client's going to have more expressive wow brows. They're going to be happy with that look as well. So yeah, and don't have to always start with offering all the services, because some people get really overwhelmed. You tell them, oh, you can do this brow service, this brow, and they're like, oh my god, where do I start? Start with what your demographic, your area is asking for. So if you're seeing a lot of people are asking you for tinting, you start with that. You get your customer base, you roll with that, you learn to advertise with that, and then you start adding brow lamination, you know? Then you can start adding the hybrid tinting. Then you can start adding, you know, waxing, you know, like, don't have to immediately bombard yourself with all the services, especially if you haven't gained the knowledge yet. And you need to, you know, do some kind of courses and stuff. Start with what you have or what the need is in that area. So you'll have to do a little bit of searching, you know, finding your demographics. If you're really starting from the fresh and you don't have a salon base yet, or working for a salon and so forth.
Really interesting stuff. Is there anything else you would like to maybe explore or talk about?
I don't know. Did we like kind of delved into this a lot of the scope about brow styling? I don't know, I always say with brows, it's such an easy way to also test yourself, not test yourself, but let yourself know, is this something I want to do? It's such an easy service to start working with, and see how also rewarding it is to your clients. That's one thing I like about it. A simple brow tinting and my client walks away shining, and it feels so happy, right? So start your brow journey. Don't wait for it. Don't wait, because you're also limiting yourself.
As people think it is. Like, of course, if you're going to start getting into ombre and this artistic side of it, but you have to start somewhere. You're keeping it simple and basic. You touch on it. Again, like you had said before, the overhead's low, so the cost is low to you to start with that. And then, like you mentioned, you grow by taking courses and learn and workshops and keeping up with the trends and what's out there. And I loved how you touched on the fact of, don't just jump off the current products you carry, but learn what's out there. Because that's the other thing that's happening, is the jumping to different things. In the end, a lot of it's the same. You already have it. You just are using it in a different manner. So learn the new technique with what you have. So I would assume, or imagine, don't like to use assume, but could reach out to you if we're using Reflectrasil. Okay, this is a new trend. How do I do this right now? What do I need to do this? And I think it's important to understand, like you said, go to your distributor, your educator, and find out how they can assist you, because that's a good distribution side of things, right?
Exactly. That's so true. Yeah. And like I said, we have available our educational plot, like our website, that people can go and see little mini tutorials, see what the professionals are saying too. We put up their feedback from professionals of what they're saying, how their brow journey started, how testimonials, right? Even testimonials of our courses, how they were straight to the point, and we were immediately able to buy the product and start offering these services with great responses. So yeah.
Excellent. Did you ever think when you started out that this is the path of brows and lashes that you would have ended up in?
To be honest, I didn't think I was going to be dealing with brows, because even when I was in aesthetic school, I was terrified of waxing brows, terrified. So I didn't think, now I'm at this point where I become, you can say, like a brow girl, like I'm so comfortable with brows, right? But that's our learning mm-hmm. journey, right? Never say you can never do it, because you look at the outcome right now. As long as you're willing to always learn, open mind, and I'm happy where my journey is now. Like I really, really enjoy what I'm doing, and I enjoy working with the industry we're in. It's a very kind and rewarding industry that we are in.
That's amazing. That's my favorite part. You start in one way and you can end up in so many different paths in the yes. beauty industry. Well, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to Beauty Babble.